KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. In local news, the Iowa Board of Chiropractic has filed a notice of hearing and statement of charges against a chiropractor from Atlantic. According to IBC documents, a disciplinary contested case hearing for Melissa S. Sternberg, who operates Dr. Zook's Family Chiropractic in Atlantic and Carson, will take place 10 a.m. October 10th in Des Moines. The board alleges Sternberg represented herself as a chiropractic physician when her license was suspended or on inactive status in violation of Iowa code. Sternberg is practicing with an inactive license in violation of Iowa code, and that she has failed to comply with a subpoena issued by the board or otherwise failing to cooperate with the board investigation in violation of Iowa code. The board's records show Sternberg's business license to practice chiropractic was suspended in February of 2015. Her actual license expired on June 30th of 2016. Her license was indefinitely suspended February 2015 due to the board's receipt of a certificate of noncompliance from the Iowa Department of Revenue Centralized Collection Unit. A statement issued by the Iowa Board of Chiropractic said the matter may be resolved by settlement agreement if Sternberg follows the procedural rules. A call to the Cass County Communications Center just before 4 a.m. Monday resulted in the arrest of a man at gunpoint. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says a caller reported a burgundy Ford Ranger pickup in the ditch at 700th and Quincy Road. The driver, 38-year-old Jared Fennell of Cumberland, managed to drive the vehicle out of the ditch and into Cumberland. Deputy Kyle Quist saw the pickup and initiated a traffic stop south of Cumberland. At the time, a passenger in the vehicle was ordered out and held at gunpoint while backup was called for. Fennell refused to comply with the deputy's orders to exit the vehicle, but just as the Cass County canine was about to be deployed, Fennell exited the pickup and was taken into custody without further incident. He was charged with OWI first offense and interference with official acts. Fennell was released from the Cass County jail later in the day Monday on his own recognizance. A man from Greenfield was being held in the Adair County Jail Monday on a $500,000 cash-only bond in connection with his arrest last Thursday. 30-year-old Andy Joseph Engels was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, bodily injury, for choking a woman to the point where she couldn't breathe. He was also charged with sexual abuse in the first degree after allegedly forcing his victim to have sex with him and fracturing her left maxillary sinus area. And Engels was charged with willful injury, resulting in serious injury after he slapped the same woman several times in the face. The incidents allegedly occurred at his residence on Northeast 3rd Street in Greenfield at around 10:30 a.m. on July the 18th. And 45-year-old Jody Lee Griffith of Fontenelle was being held in the Adair County Jail to serve her sentence on a conviction of possession of a prescription drug without a prescription. Griffith was booked in on July the 19th per a court order and released on July 21st. An investigation into an accident at around 4 p.m. Saturday in Mills County resulted in the arrest of a man from Pottawatomie County. The Mills County Sheriff's Office's 51-year-old Darren Eugene Weiss of Avoca was taken into custody for OWI third offense and driving while revoked for a previous OWI. Weiss was also cited for failure to maintain control. His bond was set at $6,000. Officials say Weiss was driving a 2014 Infiniti northbound on Interstate 29 when the car entered the median near the Mills-Pott County line. The car hit several guardrail posts before getting back onto I-29 and continuing northbound. Weiss then crossed the turnaround area in the median and went south on I-29 for about an eighth of a mile before stopping his vehicle, which had sustained major front-end damage. The person who reported the incident and another passerby detained Weiss from leaving the scene until deputies could arrive and take him into custody. No injuries were reported. The Clarinda Police Department yesterday said an arrest has been made in connection with the stabbing incident that took place Friday afternoon. 41-year-old Ricky Dean Peterson of Clarinda turned himself into Clarinda police officers late Friday night and was arrested for felony willful injury and use of a dangerous weapon in commission of a felony in connection with the stabbing. Peterson was being held in the Page County Jail on a $12,000 bond. Officers in Clarinda had responded at around 4:15 p.m. Friday to the stabbing incident at an apartment complex. 24-year-old Marshall Graham of Clarinda suffered stab wounds to his abdomen and left arm during the incident. Graham was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center and later airlifted to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. Authorities say the stabbing was an isolated incident, and at no time was there any reason to believe the public was in danger. Clarinda police were assisted in their investigation by the Page County and Montgomery County Sheriff's Department, along with the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation. Police in Creston report 31-year-old Jeremy Lund of Sheraton was arrested last night. Lund was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Clark County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of theft in the fifth degree. He was subsequently released to the custody of Clark County deputies. A call about a motorcycle accident Sunday afternoon in Dallas County resulted in the discovery of a deceased male from Nebraska. Sheriff's officials say the body of 29-year-old Austin Welke, which had apparently been deceased for several days, was found after a caller reported seeing the wreckage at around 3:23 p.m. Sunday at a cornfield near the intersection of Old Highway 6 and Bear Creek Road, located between Redfield and Dexter. Authorities say Welke was staying in Redfield while on a work assignment. His friends reported that he hadn't been seen since July 20th. Officials say while no foul play is expected, the circumstances of the accident remain under investigation, and an autopsy has been scheduled at the state medical examiner's office. The Harlan Fire Department was called out to Ascentia, east of Harlan, Friday evening. According to our sister station in Harlan, the original call was for an explosion in the east part of the building. Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson said upon arrival, the fire department didn't find any fire, but there was a lot of smoke in that area of the building. The cause of the smoke was powder inside of one of the hammer mills that had ignited, causing the explosion. The blast was contained to within the stainless steel tank. The Harlan Fire Department disassembled the machine and ventilated the building. There was no damage to the building. Shelby County Sheriff's Office on Monday issued a report on their latest arrests. Among them, on Saturday, 37-year-old Jose Garcia of Denison was arrested following a traffic stop. Garcia was taken into custody on an active Crawford County warrant and charged for driving under suspension locally. The following evening, Garcia pled guilty in front of the magistrate, was fined, and given credit for time served. He was then transferred to the Crawford County Jail. On July 15th, the Shelby County deputies arrested 62-year-old Gary Lynn McCoy. McCoy was in an automobile accident earlier that morning and transferred to Murtu Memorial Hospital by a medevac ambulance. After being medically released from the hospital, McCoy was transferred to the Shelby County Jail without incident and charged with possession of a controlled substance, prohibited acts, and charged with theft in the fifth degree. During the pat-down process, additional contraband was found, which resulted in an additional charge of possessing contraband in a controlled facility. McCoy was being held until posting bond and then released on his own recognizance the following morning. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a call Sunday afternoon about a suspicious person or persons in the vicinity of 735 Old Lincoln Highway resulted in the arrest of a Council Bluffs woman. A search of the vehicle led to the arrest of 42-year-old Marion May Wright on charges that include unauthorized possession of an offensive weapon, that's red and black brass knuckles, possession of a controlled substance, 1 gram of marijuana and 2 grams of amphetamines or methamphetamine. And Saturday night, Pott County deputies arrested 42-year-old Michelle Embert of Council Bluffs on two valid Pottawatomie County warrants for unlawful possession of prescription pills and theft in the fifth degree. Her bond was set at $1,300. Early Saturday morning, an accident near the 27-mile marker of Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County resulted in injuries to 24-year-old Noah Bruner Stallworth of Omaha. Stallworth was not arrested but faces charges of OWI first offense and failure to maintain control. And an investigation into a reportedly intoxicated driver just after 12:03 a.m. Saturday on I-80 near mile marker 39 resulted in the arrest about 40 minutes later of 49-year-old Michael Anthony Denning of Avoca. He was charged with OWI first offense. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.